Since the arrival of the novel coronavirus and the shutdown of the economy, one of the most important and controversial areas of state policy has been unemployment benefits, which have served as a lifeline for New Yorkers who saw their income diminished or found themselves completely out of work. For a broad update on the issue, including legislation reforming the payout calculations in certain cases, we're joined by Nicole Salk, an attorney with the Workers' Rights and Benefit Unit of Brooklyn Legal Services, which is part of Legal Services NYC. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Good morning.
So back in December, we talked on the show with the National Employment Law Project about how the state sort of disincentivizes accepting part-time work when you're getting unemployment. And then this year, we talked with Senate Labor Committee Chair Jessica Ramos about the different fixes to the problem being debated between lawmakers and Governor Cuomo. With time ticking down on the session, does it appear there is a deal on fixing this aspect of unemployment? And if so, what is the fix?
Yes, it does appear that we are on the verge of having a hugely improved partial unemployment system, going from probably one of the worst systems in the country for part-time workers to one of the better ones, and in line with a bunch of different states. It looks like it's about to pass and be signed by the governor, we are hoping. And essentially, it will bring us into an income disregard system, essentially, instead of an hours-based or days-based partial unemployment system, so that somebody, a claimant, can earn up to 50% of their benefit rate. And for someone who's getting the max of 504, that means they can earn up to $252 a week and still receive all of their unemployment benefits.
What was the effect of the old system, and what do you think will be the result of the new system if and when it takes effect?
So the old system really put people into a Hobbesian choice of having to perhaps and sometimes turn down part-time work. This really encourages folks to keep the part-time work that they have and not have to make a really hard choice between receiving benefits and going back to work.
Turning to the unemployment story that dominated at least the start of the pandemic, what are you seeing or hearing in terms of the ability of New Yorkers to smoothly access their benefits? Have the kinks been ironed out now that demand has dramatically decreased from what it was, say, April and March of last year, and you know, with the additional time the Department of Labor has had to essentially catch its breath?
I think things have gotten a lot better. We are still hearing about a lot of folks who've had issues, who've been unemployed for over a year, and they have to reapply for benefits. There are still some problems there. But the folks at the Department of Labor work really hard. They are doing pretty much everything they can, and it's working a lot better than it was. I think when the pandemic first hit and there were so many people applying at once, and unfortunately, a lot of those folks who were applying wouldn't have been eligible for regular unemployment, and they were just trying to get up the new pandemic unemployment assistance program at the same time, that it really created a huge problem for the Department of Labor. But the folks there really were able to finally get a lot of the kinks smoothed out. It is still hard for a number of folks who still continue to have problems and have problems reaching the Department of Labor through the phone system, because there's still a lot of unemployed folks.
What are you hearing, if anything, about efforts the state is making to try to reclaim unemployment benefits that might have been mistakenly paid out, especially during that period, you know, we talk about that March and April, May time, when I think there was a lot of confusion about who was eligible for what and what people were, you know, not eligible for?
So a lot of those benefits that the state is reclaiming are actually federal benefits. And in New York State, if there was a mistake made and there was no like factually false statement that or nothing, you know, intentionally done on the part of the claimant for just the regular New York State benefits, the New York State would likely not come after them, or in many cases not. But they have no choice but to come after the federal benefits, because it's basically a strict liability system, and they have to. The state is required by the Fed to go after any federal benefits, even if there was no fault on the part of the claimant. So they have to go after the benefits. The good thing is there is a waiver provision under federal law that which New York State has implemented, and that waiver people can apply for. You have to have a financial hardship, And you have to have received the benefits through no fault of your own. The mistake couldn't have been your fault. But if there is a real difficulty in being able to pay your bills and still have to, and to pay back the benefits that were incorrectly paid, you can get a waiver. And we are hearing about people getting approvals for those waivers. And you can go in, ask the Department of Labor through your secured, if you're on unemployment, most folks are able to access and send messages to the Department of Labor through their secured message system, and you can request the waiver through that. And you can also request it by mail on the website. There's information on the Department of Labor about requesting a waiver, and we do encourage folks to do that.
Whether it's trying to access these waivers or re-upping benefits after a year, like you mentioned, is there enough help, especially legal help, for New Yorkers who might want to get help navigating through this process, which I imagine is very difficult if you're doing it for the first time and you're really just overwhelmed by the consequences of life that have gotten you to this position?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not enough of legal services providers to go around. We do, however, encourage folks to call us in New York City. I can give you our information line, which
Plug
is 917-661-4500, 917-661-4507 from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday at Legal Services NYC. Folks should be able to access legal services across the state, but there are really limited resources. So sometimes it's hard to be able to talk to someone on the phone or get an appointment. But folks should absolutely try, because there's a lot of us. I'm part of the New York State Unemployment Insurance Coalition, which is a coalition of advocates. And there's people all over the state who are doing this work and trying to help folks navigate this incredibly bureaucratic system that is so difficult for so many folks.
You're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking with Nicole Salk, an attorney with the Workers' Rights and Benefits Unit of Brooklyn Legal Services, which is part of Legal Services NYC. So on this show, we've repeatedly heard from employers, including in the manufacturing sector, as well as the food service sector, about their struggle to fill jobs. And they point to the Supplemental Federal Unemployment Benefit, which, on top of the existing state benefit, could potentially be equal to or even more than what some New Yorkers might have received in some of their low-wage jobs. And I'm curious whether you're hearing anything about New York potentially stopping the use of this increased benefit, as we've seen some other states do, as a way to potentially help employers fill some of these jobs.
Yeah, I do not believe New York will roll that back. It's sort of foolish, because the federal benefits help the economy and really help small businesses. People who are unemployed spend pretty much all of their money in the local economy. So it seems silly to, in my opinion, to not continue the federal benefits. So I don't think that's what New York will do. It doesn't make any sense. It also, there's really little evidence that the increased benefits or the add-ons disincentivize people from working. The bigger issue, and I know anecdotally from talking to a lot of clients, is, it's lack of childcare. We're just not hearing about people not wanting to go back to work because they want to stay home. People want to go back to work. And in the long term, these benefits are going to probably end for most folks in early September.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense for folks not to go back to work. I mean, yes, there probably are some who, don't want to take minimum wage jobs or, jobs that don't pay a living wage. And that's why, just going back to the partial UI bill that seems like it's about to pass, that will really be helping a lot of folks to be able to come back to working and also be able to collect their unemployment, including the federal add-ons, which cost the state nothing because this is federal money coming from the federal government.
So I guess in that same vein then, what's your sense of the state's enforcement of rules requiring New Yorkers on unemployment to search for work or accept a job that might be comparable to what they had before they lost work and were forced to go on unemployment?
So people do need to search for work in most cases. Even during the pandemic, the rules were somewhat relaxed for folks who were on furlough, But for most folks, they really do. There are very specific rules that the Department of Labor does enforce that does require folks to look for work. They have to keep a work search record. There's a lot of information on the DOL's website about that. And folks do need to accept certain kinds of work during the first 10 weeks of unemployment. It has to be something that is suitable work for them. But after that, they really have to accept any work that they can do, even if they don't have experience or training in such work, as long as that work pays at least 80% of the high quarter base period wages. So in other words, if you were earning a certain salary before you and you're offered something that is at least 80% of what you were earning before, you're going to have to take that work as long as it pays the prevailing wage. And so, you know, people do have to be cognizant of turning down work. They have to be very careful if they do that. They should check the rules. And there's very specific FAQs on the Department of Labor website that really give very specific information and guidance to folks about what work they should, you know, they will have to accept and how they do their work search.
I guess I asked the question about the enforcement because when we reached out to the Department of Labor to get a sense of, you know, whether they were auditing those records that were supposed to be documenting job searches, and when we asked for any sort of quantification of their enforcement policies, they basically said, go submit a FOIL request, we're done talking to you. So that's what kind of made me curious whether you're actually seeing any sort of actual outreach by the Department of Labor to ensure that people really are doing those steps, which, like you say, are required, but if there's no accountability, if there's no double checking of that, the requirement doesn't really mean much.
You know, during the pandemic, the whole focus of the Department of Labor was trying to get people
paid
through the application and get benefits paid, and that's totally understandable. But prior to the pandemic, and I anticipate soon will to happen again, is that the Department of Labor would call people in very frequently for work search reviews. And so people would have appointments. Now, I don't know when that's going to happen again, because I still think that, because of the pandemic, that's likely to not necessarily be the first priority. But I wouldn't be surprised if that returns soon, given that all the restrictions are being lifted, or many of them are. And people were called in for work search and were asked to provide proof of that. So, you know, that could happen again. It's likely to happen soon. And the Department of Labor does, you know, take it seriously. You know, is it their first priority? No, I don't think it's their first priority, and nor should it be. But it is, you know, it is required under the law. And so claimants should be cognizant of it, because it could be something that they have to face. They should do work search. They should be looking for, you know, and recording at least 3 attempts to look for work each week, you know, whether it be interviews or, you know, talking with folks or looking for, you know, online for jobs. They should be recording what efforts they're making to look for work.
Well, we've been speaking with Nicole Salk. She's an attorney with the Workers' Rights and Benefits Unit of Brooklyn Legal Services, which is part of Legal Services NYC. Nicole, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.